Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com for all of our videos, books, and a CD. Today we're going to watch, or listen if you're listening to the podcast, and critique a press conference from November 13th, 2020 by President Trump and his Warp Speed vaccine team regarding the COVID-19 vaccination that should be ready for delivery by the military very soon.
In the past 9 months, my administration has initiated the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history, pioneering, developing, and manufacturing therapies and vaccines in record time, numbers like nobody's seen before. No medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, this quickly, and we're very proud of it, and I had tremendous help from the military, generals, admirals, and many of the great people at the White House. Operation Warp Speed is unequaled and unrivaled anywhere in the world, and leaders of other countries have called me to congratulate us on what we've been able to do. As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective. This far exceeds any and all expectations. Nobody thought they'd get to that level. And we have others coming which we think will be at equal level, maybe more if that's possible. In July, my administration reached an agreement with Pfizer to provide $1.95 billion to support the mass manufacturing and distribution of 100 million doses, with the option to purchase a total of 600 million doses shortly thereafter.
They've already ordered and paid for 100 million doses, with the option for another 600 million doses, which is a total of 700 million doses. Our population is only 330 million, so that's over 2 doses per person in the United States. Math doesn't lie. They are obviously planning to vaccinate everyone 2 times.
Our investment will make it possible for the vaccine to be provided by Pfizer free of charge. Pfizer said it wasn't part of Warp Speed, but that turned out to be an unfortunate misrepresentation. They are part. That's why we gave them the $1.95 billion. And this is 5 times faster than the fastest prior vaccine development in history. 5 times faster. Say it again, 5 times faster. Nobody can believe it, actually. 3 other vaccines are also in the final stages of trial. They'll arrive within a few weeks, and they will also be mass-produced, and the delivery will be very rapid. We're ready to go. The vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately. It will be a matter of weeks. Get out very, very much ahead of schedule. Any schedule that I said we're going to be far ahead of that. We know that this virus primarily targets older populations and those with underlying health conditions, while over 99.98% of those under the age of 50 make a full and quick recovery.
Let's repeat that.
Over 99.98% of those under the age of 50 make a full and quick recovery.
But you all need 2 doses of this experimental Warp Speed vaccine anyway to protect your neighbor.
By giving the vaccine to high-risk individuals right away, we'll dramatically reduce hospitalizations and deaths. Case levels are high, but a lot of the case levels are high because of the fact that we have the best testing program anywhere in the world. We've developed the most and the best tests. And we test far more than any other country, so it shows, obviously, more cases.
So let's see if I have this straight. We're going to get 700 million doses of this Warp Speed experimental vaccine as soon as it's ready and available for a population of 330 million people, and 99.98% of those under 50 get over the virus very quickly. But we need to protect the elderly, so we all need 2 doses of this experimental Warp Speed vaccination to protect the elderly among us. And the reason we have so many more cases right now that we're getting ready to shut the country down again in many of the states is because we're testing more, because we need to test people in order to see if they have it. And of course, once we test more people have it. So we need to rush and get everybody two doses of this vaccination to keep people from getting a disease that they don't know they have until we test them. And that if they do get it and they're young, under 50, they get over in no time at all or have no symptoms at all. And it's 90% effective. So why can't we just vaccinate the elderly or just those who want to be vaccinated? If it's 90% effective, then if the other people who don't want the vaccination don't get it, those people that are protected by this very effective vaccination won't get it either. If it is indeed just as effective and safe as everyone says that it is. I'm just asking everyone to please use your critical thinking skills. Listen to what they're telling us. Look at the vaccination. Look at what's in the vaccinations. I've done a couple videos on that, several videos actually. Please go to our website at www.hiswordheals.com and watch all of those other videos. We have doctors coming out against these vaccinations. Please pray about it. Don't put any of these unclean, abominable things into your body or into the bodies of your loved ones. We all need to stand up and say no. So let's hear that again.
Case levels are high, but a lot of the case levels are high because of the fact that we have the best testing program anywhere in the world. We've developed the most and the best tests, and we test far more than any other country. So it shows, obviously, more cases. Here's again, this process is starting right away. Millions of doses will soon be going out the door. They're already waiting for that final approval. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where, for political reasons, the governor decided to say, and, you know, I don't think it's good politically. I think it's very bad from a health standpoint. But he wants to take his time on the vaccine. He doesn't trust where the vaccine's coming from. These are coming from the greatest companies anywhere in the world, greatest labs in the world. But he doesn't trust the fact that it's this White House, this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. And that pains me to say that.
Is this a political psyop? Democrats don't want it, so it must be good.
This is a very successful, amazing vaccine at 90% and more. But so the governor, Governor Cuomo, will have to let us know when he's ready for it. Otherwise, we can't be delivering it to a state that won't be giving it to its people immediately. Already we have among the lowest case fatality rates our country anywhere in the world, the entire world, and we've performed significantly better than our peer countries.
Let's repeat that.
Already we have among the lowest case fatality rates our country anywhere in the world, the entire world, and we've performed significantly better than our peer countries. As far as therapeutics are concerned, my administration's also made critical investments in therapies that have helped reduce the mortality rate by 85%. That's, to me, one of the most exciting things. It's incredible, some of the antibody vaccines and others that have come out and have really helped people. 85%. Last month, the FDA approved remdesivir, and we've secured enough remdesivir to treat 850,000 patients. My administration finalized an agreement with Eli Lilly to purchase the first doses of their antibody therapy, which shows amazing results. This treatment will be available completely free of cost to patients. 5,000 units have already been shipped, and many more are going out the door as we speak. We've also reached an agreement with AstraZeneca for the large-scale manufacturing of their antibody treatment, which is excellent. We expect to issue emergency use authorizations for a number of additional treatments.
Also, if you have not seen our video on Regeneron, which is one of these antibody treatments, please go to our website at www.hiswordheals.com and watch the Regeneron video. you'll see that these antibodies are made with humanized mice. So they're humanized mice antibodies so that the body won't reject them like they would actual mice antibodies. The humanized mice antibodies trick the body, the human body, into believing that they are human antibodies when they actually come from humanized mice. And that is mice, chimeric mice, that are mixed with the human genome.
In the near future, tremendous promise. But remember the 85% number. That's an incredible, incredible number. But we have some tremendously promising drugs online and ready to come out. I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown. There won't be necessity. Lockdowns cost lives and they cost a lot of problems. The cure cannot be, you got to remember, cannot be worse than the problem itself. And I've said it many times. And when you look at what happens during a lockdown, I just say it very loudly. It's horrible what happens with drugs, alcohol, depression, loss of jobs, business closures. It's a terrible thing.
So you all will take the vaccine, right? I mean, after all, you do want your life back, don't you?
Some very talented people to come up and say a few words. General Perna and Dr. Slawi have been incredible. The general is really getting started right now, but he's really, what we don't know and what people don't know, he started putting this all together 6 months ago, and you're going to see some real action.
So Operation Warp Speed's mission is to enable and accelerate the development of vaccines and therapeutic to help control the COVID-19 pandemic and save lives.
So let's see what Dr. Slawi's qualifications and history are. Here at NPR.org, National Public Radio, we see that Mr. Slawi writes here, the Department of Health and Human Services has released the contract of pharmaceutical industry veteran Moncef Slawi, a key advisor to Operation Warp Speed, after questions from the press, members of Congress, and advocacy groups. So let's see his history. Slawi was brought on as a consultant instead of as a federal employee. Slawi's consultant status means that he didn't have to go through the standard Office of Government Ethics process for federal employees, which involves signing ethics agreements, disclosure of financial holdings, and divestiture of anything that might pose a conflict of interest. Importantly, this information is available to the public. While the gist of much of Slawi's consulting agreement has emerged previously, the contract released to National Public Radio lays things out in black and white. The contract, dated effective May 18th, showed that Slawi had a financial interest in the vaccine makers GlaxoSmithKline and Moderna. And if you remember, Moderna has got one of the main mRNA COVID vaccines in the works. As a federal employee, he would have had to divest holdings such as those or recuse himself from decisions that pose a conflict. As a consultant, he had the option of keeping them. So anyway, this article goes on. You can go and read it yourself on NPR.org. But he worked for GlaxoSmithKline for 30 years, retired from there, still has a retirement coming from them, had holdings in Moderna. We can see his educational history here. His name is Moncef Mohamed Slawi, a Moroccan-born Belgian-American researcher and former head of GlaxoSmithKline's vaccines department. He graduated from Mohammed V. High School in Casablanca, and as you can see, he studied at lots of schools outside of the United States before taking postgraduate courses at Harvard and eventually ending up at GlaxoSmithKline. He now works for an investment firm and still has holdings in the pharmaceutical industry.
On May 15th, almost 6 months ago to the day, we stated the goal of the operation, which was to have vaccines and therapeutics available and approved for use in the U.S. population by the end of the year 2020. We said then that while very challenging, the goal was credible and therefore was worth trying with our best to achieve it. Today, we're almost 6 months later, and I think we can say that significant progress has been made. And while we are not there yet, we are close to the objective. Let me share with you some facts. If I look at the vaccine side, we've selected a portfolio of six vaccines using three different platform technologies, and we elected to have two vaccines from each platform technology. First platform is what's called messenger RNA, and two vaccines using that platform were in the portfolio, one by Pfizer and one by Moderna. The second platform is using what's called live viral vectors.
These viral vector vaccines use monkey cold viruses as a delivery vehicle, among other abominable ingredients.
And we had one vaccine from J&J and one vaccine from AstraZeneca in partnership with Oxford University. And the third platform was the recombinant protein platform with one vaccine.
These use nanotechnology and other very nasty ingredients as well.
From a biotech company here in the U.S. called Novavax, and another one from a partnership between Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. While we are developing this vaccine, we haven't only looked at the clinical development, of course, in partnership with the companies that are the sponsors for the vaccine. We also invested very significantly in the manufacturing of this vaccine in such a way as to, when we have the clinical efficacy demonstration with these vaccines, we would also have vaccine doses to be able to immunize the U.S. population.
In other words, they manufactured millions of doses before proven safe or approved in anticipation that they would be, so they would be ready to go when they were.
So the two vaccines that are completing their phase 3 trial are likely to be filing their files with the FDA for a potential emergency use authorization within the next few weeks. And hopefully, if approved, they could be used for immunization in the U.S. population in the month of December. And we plan to have enough vaccine doses available for use in the U.S. population to immunize about 20 million individuals in the month of December, and another 25 to 30 million per month on an ongoing basis from there on. And as of the month of February or March, if we have more vaccines approved, such as the live vectored vaccine, we may be able to immunize a larger number of Americans on an ongoing basis per month. Operation Warp Speed didn't only focus on vaccines. We also looked at therapeutics. And we have worked with a number of companies developing monoclonal antibodies in particular that are able to neutralize the virus. As Mr. President said, we have announced partnerships with Eli Lilly, with Regeneron, and with AstraZeneca. And on Monday, Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody was granted an emergency use authorization to treat patients that are infected and at risk of hospitalization. The Regeneron monoclonal antibodies have been also filed for emergency use authorization, which is currently under review and is potentially reaching approval within the next few weeks. And finally, AstraZeneca, just in the last few days, has received a green light to start two large phase 3 trials with their monoclonal antibodies supported by Operation Warp Speed to prevent the acquisition of COVID-19 disease in very frail subjects or in very high-risk subjects as a protective alternative to a vaccine. So, potentially two vaccines and two therapeutics may be granted an emergency use authorization before the end of this year. I think it's a remarkable achievement within a period of 6 to 7 months that the vaccines and the therapeutics that we have helped develop and accelerate will be judged independently, and if approved, should be used by all in the population.
Let's repeat that.
That the vaccines and the therapeutics that we have helped develop and accelerate will be judged independently, and if approved, should be used by all in the population. Because I believe vaccination is likely to be the cornerstone among all the other measures that we have to take to help us really control this pandemic. I will now pass to my co-leader, General Perna, who will tell you more about the support that the operation has provided to manufacturing of the vaccine and also to their distribution. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, thank you for allowing me to continue service of our great nation as the co-leader with Dr. Moncef Slaoui on this mission. Let me start by emphasizing for me, what is Operational Warp Speed about? It is about saving lives. And it is a Herculean task that the President put us on many months ago. And as Dr. Slaoui just laid out, we are making steady progress and we are ready to execute. Through the whole of American approach, we have leveraged the best of nation and federal government, local, states, industry, and academia to expand the capacity and capability to achieve our mission.
Make no mistake, it is a military mission.
It has been powerful. We have capitalized on the best contracting, logistics, and planning experts available to synchronize and integrate all phases of the operation, from development of the vaccine, manufacturing of the vaccine, and finally distribution of the vaccine. 6 months ago, the capacity did not exist in our nation's pharmaceutical production base. Today, we expect to have tens of millions of doses immediately following EUA, and we will distribute them as soon as the FDA applies the EUA. We will do that within 24 hours of the EUA. We are harnessing the strength of commercial industry and the existing vaccine delivery capabilities and infrastructure. Our nation deserves this. Vaccines will be allocated pro rata by population so that we ensure fair and equitable across. We need the states who are part of the planning to accept the vaccine. We are working closely along with the CDC, the 64 jurisdictions and states to ensure vaccine can safely and quickly get to those who need it first. And then we have plans to ensure that it spreads exponentially across our country and that no place is left without a vaccine.
Repeat that.
And that no place is left without a vaccine. At the end of the day, our success is going to be judged by the availability of the vaccine as shots go in arms.
Thank you, Mr. President, for providing the leadership that's gotten us where we are today. The success that Operation Warp Speed has realized so far has been made possible only because of the bold vision you announced not even 6 months ago, right here in the Rose Garden. To highlight three of the remarkable accomplishments we've seen just this week. First, Pfizer announced very promising data on its vaccine candidate. Second, the FDA authorized and we have begun to distribute and administer Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody to help Americans at risk for serious disease stay out of the hospital. Third, another vaccine company, Moderna, announced that it's reached a critical clinical trial milestone, meaning we may see data from them within days. Back in the spring, we were told by all of the experts that a vaccine was a year or a year and a half away, and the announcements I just highlighted would have been unthinkable. The President said that's not acceptable, and thanks to the support he's provided, we're now on track to deliver a safe and effective vaccine to our most vulnerable this year. The President gave us the full financial support we needed, enabling us to invest more than $10 billion to de-risk vaccine companies' development efforts and manufacture product in advance.
De-risk the manufacturer. That means indemnify the manufacturers against any liability for harm that is caused by their vaccine, and manufacture the vaccines in advance means before they've even been proven safe, effective, or approved by the government.
Operation Warp Speed is doing something that's never been done before in history. This success means there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because of the incredible American spirit, because of what great scientists and public servants and innovators have done through Operation Warp Speed, we have such a bright future ahead of us. If we continue to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities, then I firmly believe that future will be here very soon. Thank you, Mr. President, for making that very bright future possible for the American people.
Thank you. Mike Pence, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and on behalf of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, I was grateful to just have a few minutes today to commend the team of Operation Warp Speed. It was your vision that we could harness the ingenuity and the creativity of America's greatest pharmaceutical and research companies to speed in record time a vaccine that would save American lives. You told the American people that we would have a vaccine before the end of the year, and some scoffed at that timetable. But I can tell you, the team on Operation Warp Speed didn't. These great research companies didn't. And as you've articulated here, Mr. President, the American people can be comforted with all the news this week that help is on the way. That before the year is out, we'll be able to administer a vaccine to tens of millions of Americans, as you've said, Mr. President, beginning with those most vulnerable, beginning with our seniors all across this country, beginning with our healthcare workers and first responders at the point of the need. It is an unprecedented medical mobilization, the greatest in the history of our country, and I join you in commending this team. Let me also say, Mr. President, that the White House Coronavirus Task Force will be meeting with our nation's governors in our regular conference call this Monday. We'll be reviewing with them the progress on the development of a vaccine, our plans for distribution, but we'll also be reviewing each and every state's specific plans for distributing the vaccine. Continue to urge governors to have those plans developed and prepared and ready for immediate implementation. So the good news today through Operation Warp Speed, Mr. President, is help is on the way. It's on the way right around the corner. As one of the members of our task force said recently, the cavalry is coming. We all have a role to play. We all know what to do to protect the vulnerable, to look after our families and our neighbors and friends, and we encourage every American, with all the good news this week, to continue to be persistent in putting the health of yourself, your family, your neighbors, coworkers, and friends first. And we'll get through this, and we'll get through this together.
Again, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com for all of our videos, including the videos regarding deeper research into this vaccine and these therapeutics. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.